So the first I'll go through is accuracy. And accuracy means that to the extent appropriate, like where the processing of personal information that is inaccurate or out of date may harm an individual, we should take reasonable steps to ensure that the personal information is true and is current, is up to date. Accuracy also means that data subjects, individuals, have the ability to correct mistakes about their data, much like the right of amendment under HIPAA. Choice is another foundational privacy principle, and this means giving data subjects options as to how the personal information that's collected from them may be used, and whether, when that's appropriate, the personal information will be collected at all. And so I think a lot of us have an experience of that as consumers when we have a cookie banner or a cookie wall presented to us when we're browsing online. Data minimization is where we consider whether the collection or the use or the sharing or whatever processing of personal information is truly necessary to accomplish the required purpose. In many cases, a business purpose can be accomplished without personal information or with a data set that has the elements of personal information that have been excluded or removed from it. Chris mentioned a state-by-state approach in some realms when it comes to COVID-19 response. And for data minimization, we really recommend that you guys look jurisdiction by jurisdiction for your clients. What truly is being requested when it comes to collection of personal information, and then just collect only that. Personal information also needs to have access controls in the data minimization realm. So we want to make sure that we're making this information available only to those workforce members who have a legitimate need to access the information. And the scope of their access is also limited to the minimum amount of information that they need that's legitimate to perform whatever that required purpose is in the business context, or if you're representing governmental or public regulators. Data protection safeguards. These are reasonable, appropriate measures consistent with your group's internal information security policies or standards or procedures that are taken to protect personal information against accidental or unlawful or unauthorized collection or transmission or destruction or loss, corruption, disclosure, use, acquisition, or access. So any way that the confidentiality, the integrity, the availability, or the authenticity of the data could be compromised, we really want to have data protection safeguards in place. And you might hear those referred to as TOMS, the technical and organizational measures of security in the privacy world. Non-discrimination means that we don't negatively treat or punish individuals for exercising their data privacy rights under applicable law. And that we, you know, don't use the information that we collect in a way that's discriminatory against certain groups. We try to be consistent. Purpose limitation is where we say that personal information can be collected, used, shared, otherwise processed only for the legitimate required purpose for which it was initially stated that, like, this is a business or a governmental objective. And that we try to, you know, provide notice that we do so in a way that has been communicated to the data subject. Storage limitation is that we retain personal information only as long as is necessary to achieve a legitimate purpose for which it was collected. And afterwards, it should be de-identified so that it's no longer able to link to a specific identified individual, or that it's securely destroyed unless further retention is required by a records retention schedule or applicable law. And then transparency, that sort of notice, privacy notice requirement that I alluded to in purpose limitation. We see this in the GDPR often coupled with fairness and with lawfulness. So transparency implies that any information or communication concerning the processing, handling, using, storing, reviewing, sharing of personal data needs to be easily accessible and easy to understand. So we should use clear and plain language. Fairness means meeting, like, the reasonable expectation of the data subject or the individual about why the information is going to be processed, and not in ways that would have, like, unjustified negative effects. And then lawful data processing means that there's a lawful basis, like legal obligation and the public interest, and also that the processing doesn't run afoul of any other law, like federal law, like copyright, state privacy law, an industry-specific regulation, or an enforceable contract. So that's what fairness is, and we see that with transparency. Okay, I will pass the baton to Suji to talk about how we apply some of these privacy principles.
Thank you so much, Jessica. So this is the fun bit. Now you've heard the theory, let's now practice in rinse and repeat, please. So folks, accuracy. I'm not going to drain the slide, but what I do want to highlight here, it's important for a company to have appropriate privacy governance controls and processes. And why, you may be asking, it's to ensure that an individual has the opportunity to update their personal or health data real time. Think of the rectification rights under GDPR. It's very similar in terms of what we're speaking about here. So how does this apply in the workplace? So if you've got an HR department, make sure they have a written procedure and process so that employees who may have voluntarily self-quarantined at home because they thought they may have had or been experiencing COVID-19 symptoms can change their health status to return to work once they feel better and have been cleared for fit for duties.